NerdErotic.com.
It's hard to believe that the company behind the Birds of Prey trailer and that Batwoman show from last Sunday is the same company that produced The Joker, but this is the world we live in right now. It's very easy to believe that Batwoman got a 9% Rotten Tomatoes audience score, and I think this is the beginning of the end of the superhero trend in Hollywood, exemplified in that 9% and in the popularity of The Joker. But before I get started, if you like what I do here, please consider subscribing to the channel. YouTube has recently made a change in the algorithm that greatly benefits the major corporations like Warner Brothers and not independent channels like yours truly. So if you could like and share the videos as much as possible as well, I would appreciate it, and your favorite YouTuber would appreciate it. 9% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's impressive, especially when I was disappointed about Batwoman. I didn't think it was as woke as the trailer made it out to be. We saw all the woke moments in the trailer. I was expecting the Captain Marvel of DC, and I think that's what they wanted as well. I don't think there's very much doubt that some of us here in the Phantom Menace may have contributed to the success of Captain Marvel. I did 32 videos myself, and I'm not sorry at all. I'm glad a lot of people watched that film. I think a lot of people watched it out of a curiosity factor, the same way you kind of look at a car accident when you drive by. I think some people watched it to thumb their nose at us, and it made the film successful. But I'm glad they watched it, so they know what woke garbage is. I think Batwoman really wanted the same effect because it really doesn't have anything going for it. It's not even woke garbage. It's boring woke meh. While Captain Marvel was financially successful because it was sandwiched between two of the biggest sequels of all time, Batwoman unfortunately did not have that luxury. So they just tried to dial up the woke marketing. Terminator Dark Fate is doing the same thing, but unfortunately for Batwoman, despite Ruby Rose trying to do her best Brie Larson impression, it just didn't work. Some people will love the show. Some people might be surprised and find that they really enjoy it. And some people might not see themselves on the screen and therefore not see the point. But there's obviously plenty of shows for people like that. There's plenty of shows for white old men. It's a statement like that that leads me to believe we are at the beginning of the end of the superhero genre trend in Hollywood. First, we'll talk about having to see ourselves in everything we watch. That is a byproduct of the daycare narcissistic culture we're in right now. I don't need to see myself in everything. Again, I've said this before. I watch Buffy. I don't identify with her in any way, shape, or form. I just enjoy the show, and I can identify with the human condition. Again, something I've said quite a bit on this channel. And not needing the male audience, well, that is your audience. That is the CW audience. The vast majority of people watching Supergirl or Arrow or Flash is because there's a lot of pretty people in tights and talking about their feelings in hallways and also making out with each other. It doesn't look like the overnight ratings were that impressive. Now, I will preface this by saying overnight ratings don't mean what they did even a couple of years ago. You have DVR ratings they still have to count and streaming ratings, and it still might be considered a success, and it certainly fell within the average for the CW audience, but it looks like the CW audience is locked in. It's not going to get much bigger. It's not going to get much smaller. It looks like it just did slightly better than the season premiere of Arrow last year, a show in its seventh season. So they didn't get the big splash they were expecting. Now, I certainly believe this will probably run for two or three seasons because that's CW and Greg Berlanti just gets what he wants. But this show, like I said in my review, again, it will be linked in the description. It was a big, long live stream I did with Doomcock. Thank you to all who joined. And we will probably do another one next Sunday. It was just boring. Nothing really happened. And she looks ridiculous in her costume. And there's no way anybody could take this seriously. And did you see the size of this woman's head? It's planetoid. It's practically got its own weather system. And if you get that film reference, you win the no prize. And while I was recording this video, it has dropped another percentage point. It has an 8% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. And I know Rotten Tomatoes is garbage, but I still think it's a good barometer for television shows. I think I've done a pretty good job with my Rotten Tomatoes videos exposing the critics for the hack shills that they are, but I can't do any worse than what they do to themselves, especially when it comes to this show. By the way, you could check out my playlist right here. You see the reviews going across the screen right now, and we know why they're giving it a positive review. And the worst thing about this is they don't even care. They know they're giving it a positive review because of the lead. We saw this with Doctor Who. People even said it in their reviews. The show wasn't very good, but the Doctor's a female, so yay, I'll give it 5 stars. This show can't be taken seriously, like I said before. It plays like a parody. It plays like a TV show about an actor playing a superhero in another TV show, like Entourage. There's no stakes, and this is where the superhero genre falls apart. In all seriousness, you need to buy into this stuff, because it is pretty silly seeing men and women in tights running around. So if it gets all, and I want to use the words of the person who inspired this video, your boy Zach from Comics Matter, silly Billy, then it just turns into pop vinyl Hot Topic garbage, which certainly has its place within fandom. I'm not saying it doesn't, but it shouldn't be the main thing, and that's what's happening here. Now, I picked the newest reviews posted, and unlike the film side of Rotten Tomatoes, the TV audience reviews don't get filtered out yet. Nick G, 1 star, watched the first episode and it felt like a fan film made in the Batman universe. Plus, I was told by Ruby Rose that it was not made for me, so I will not be watching. And Ruby Rose might want to have that comment back if this thing lasts, which I'm guessing it will. 0.5 star, not as bad as it looked in the trailer, but it's meh. Just another CW show, Aaron A., and I completely agree with that. 0.5 star, it's insane how lazy and vapid this script was. Also, several setups for huge plot points all revealed in the first episode. Why? The acting is terrible and again, lazy. Well, the answer to that is obvious. I think they're surprised as anybody that this got picked up for series. Raph P., 0.5 star, what the heck was that? Dumb. And Ray, 0.5 star, I watched the show hoping it would be as bad as everyone says it is. I was wrong. Horrible. And that's the crime of the show. It barely provokes an emotion in people. They can't even articulate their reviews. It's not like Captain Marvel. 1 star, I love Batman, so I figured this would be right up my alley. Boy, was I wrong. And you said, boy, patriarchy. Just can't see this show making it, Nathan G. 0.5 star, any way to give this show a 0 out of 5? It was straight up trash, Antonio C. And it took me a while to find something over a 2-star review. It's page after page. I think it was the 4th page till I found a 4-star review. In the grand scheme of things, as far as the culture war is concerned, Batwoman's pretty harmless. Again, it is no Captain Marvel, but that's the point of this video. It really wanted to be. And people in Hollywood actually thought that the fake woke marketing is what made Captain Marvel successful and not the 2 sequels that it was sandwiched in between. And we are just going to see more proof with this with Terminator woke fate as well. And it will not be met with anger. It'll be met with apathy. And this is what's tearing down the comic book industry right now, because they are all connected. When the foundation falls apart, everything else will fall apart as well. Things are not well in comics if your source material is dying. And the corporate overlords who are burning through that source material never have and never will take it seriously. To me, the perfect comic book films in tone are Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man 2, Superman the movie, you can name a few more. The Crow captures that comic almost perfectly. But we had something very interesting happen this weekend, and I want you to think about it, and I got to think about it as well. With Batwoman, with the Birds of Prey trailer, and the Joker, all three of them could spell the end for the superhero genre. Now, The Joker was a brilliant film as a singular film, but I can see Hollywood following that trend, trying to make every superhero movie The Joker, nihilist and dark And we definitely don't want that. We already went through that when they tried to copy The Dark Knight. The Joker is an outlier. Now, our hope would be that Hollywood would recognize that if you get a talented director and a talented actor, you don't have to worry about budget so much and just write a good story, then we can get a good and interesting and different superhero film. But you know what they're going to do? They're just going to hire any old director, write any old script, and think, hey, it's a superhero film released in October and rated R. It should do the same as The Joker. This is why we're getting a feminist Harley Quinn film, because they saw that Captain Marvel was a success. Well, we're going to make our feminist SJW movie. And yes, Birds of Prey is the first official SJW movie. And Batwoman was made the same way. But they're trash, and they're not even as offensive as Captain Marvel. They can't be as offensively bad as Captain Marvel. They even failed at that. And this is where we sold our soul as comic book fans. The comic book industry died at the expense of CW superhero shows and the MCU. And as a comic book fan, I would take it all back to still have a comic book industry. Now, the comic book industry doesn't think they're dead. We got one of the most ignorant tweets I've seen in a long time from Joe Quesada this last weekend at New York Comic Con. Every year I look out into the huge crowds like this, and every year I think the exact same thing to myself. So sad that this is the year comics die. The musings of millionaire Joe Quesada, who's gonna be fine no matter what. Listen, the entirety of the comic book industry will be around in some form or shape, probably forever. But the direct market, the comic book retailing market, the one that created all of these TV shows and films and made them successful with a huge hardcore fan base, that is going away. It is dying. Hundreds of comic shops have died during this great time of the MCU and CW superheroes over the last couple of years, and you have burned through your source material. Those big crowds you see at New York Comic Con, those are Batwoman fans. Those are Pop Vinyl fans. Those are the kind of fans that don't last. They won't be around to give you those big residual checks in 10 to 15 years, Joe Quesada. But again, you're fine. You're a millionaire. You'll be okay. But Christian from Two Cats Comics, Marilyn from On Comic Ground, the owners of Meltdown in LA, they're not okay. They've lost their dream shop, and at the cost of shows like Batwoman and the MCU. They represent everything bad with superheroes. If you would have made a good show, if you would have given us quality, it would have been worth it. But you decided to use your comic books and your TV shows and your films as political platforms, and you destroyed the superhero genre for a lot of the hardcore fans. It's not gonna die overnight, but it is starting to die. This is the beginning of the end, Joe, and you know it. So the first episode of Batwoman was a pilot, so it does have a potential of getting more woke. It's holding firm at 8%. Can we get down to 7%? Can we get down to 6%? I guess we'll find out next episode, which we will cover, I guess. But beyond that, I seriously doubt it. We have bigger fish to fry, and I don't think I can sit through a season of CW television. We have Watchmen coming out. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. If you didn't like what you heard, well, thanks for listening this long. I will see you in the next video.